All right, welcome back. Final segment. It's jam-packed, but first, the injury report brought to you by Ortho Virginia with Dr. Gordy Rawls. Frank?
First off, we want to thank Dr. Rawls for joining us tonight. Longtime supporter and contributor and a good friend of the show.
And a former Who.
And a double, triple Who, I think. Anyhow, hey. Gordy, how are you?
Good evening, Jim and Frank. How are y'all doing?
Good, good. Figure you must be... working on some surgeries there, maybe helping a few people fix their wrists, maybe?
A little bit, yeah. I did spend Saturday afternoon up in Scott Stadium, and the 2 days before at the University of Virginia Orthopedic Alumni meeting. So spent a good amount of time in the hook.
Good for you.
That's one meeting Frank and I have never been invited to for good reason.
Unless we were specimens. look at these poor bastards. They're all busted up. Gordy, we know out for the season, Christian Brooks, Malcolm Cook, Tim Harris, Sean Carl, Darius Lattimore, and Miles Robinson. Two of those players are cornerbacks. For the last game, Warren Kraft, a wide receiver that was starting to show some promise, missed the game due to medical. I did some snooping around. I couldn't get the scoop on that, you know. The new injury report is like a, you know, it's like a Rubik's Cube or something.
It comes from the CIA.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to know what's really wrong with anybody. But
we know
that he did not play. I did notice that Zach Bradshaw, one of the inside linebackers, had to be retaped a few times. And his ankle, he was having an issue, I believe, with his left ankle. Talk about wrists and hand injuries. And, you know, when there isn't a tear or a break of the bones or the ligaments, you see a lot of athletes, you know, get some protective devices on their wrists. I know you've worked with a lot of athletes. Talk about some of the things that you see with a wrist injury.
Well, I mean, there's a wide variety of different things that can happen, from, you know, sprains, and, you know, running backs very commonly get, you know, big bruises on their hands. These things can hurt one heck of a lot and sort of limit grip. But, you know, then it spans the whole rainbow of injuries, from, you know, significant fractures. There's some small bones in the wrist that we used to have a real hard time with. But over the last 15 years, we've got methods where we could put little screws into the bones and stabilize them, and they heal faster that way. But the real challenge is still, how do you let somebody play when the hand is out there and exposed to re-injury?
Yeah.
And there's an old method, which is called the club.
Kelvin Rainey right now. Kelvin Rainey, the free safety, I believe, or strong safety, is wearing a club on his hand.
Yeah, yeah. So that is usually used more for, you know, fractures in the middle of the hand, the metacarpal fractures, or even a finger fracture, sometimes a tendon injury. And, you know, if what it does is it protects the structures that move the fingers. You know, you put them in a playing cast, and then, you know, the fingers go down into a fist, usually over foam, and then it's all taped together into, you know, a club, like a boxing glove.
All right, that's unfortunately...
It's difficult to play with that.
Right. But, Gordy, that's our 30-second warning.
Okay.
Gordy, we appreciate your visit.
We appreciate your support, and thank you very much.
All right, next week's show, Hobbo.
Dave Glenn from the ACC Sports Journal and Dr. Boyd Rawls.
So we have a big show. We've invited a few others. Go Hoos.
Beat the Cards. Beat the Cardinals.